أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به، إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه، فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه. In this ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains the occasion of the revelation of the Quran Sharif, and it seems outwardly that this does not have any connection with the rest of the surah. It seems to be a complete different subject, but the ulama have explained a very striking connection with the rest of the surah. This ayat, in this ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, before this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that on the day of Qiyamah, man will be presented with his record of deeds. And now Allah Ta'ala says, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. نا چلا تو اس کے پڑھنے میں اپنی زبان تاکہ جلدی اس کو سیکھ لے. Do not move your tongue very fastly in order that you may learn the Quran Sharif when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with the revelation of it. This is narrated in detail in Bukhari Sharif and other kitabs of hadith, that when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to bring wahi, revelation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to read with him also, in order to memorize it and in order not to miss out anything, to understand, to preserve it thoroughly and properly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should also recite with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and this caused great anxiety and worry to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was a great stress on him that he did not want to miss out anything. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then advised, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به, that do not move your tongue when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is bringing my words down, then don't you move your tongue in order to be in a hurry to memorize it and to preserve it. That will be our work, we will do. What you have to do, inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana, wo to hamare zimme hai usko jama rakhna, phir seene mein utarna aur teri zuban se parwana. Allah tbaraka taala says, it is our duty then that we will collect it in your bosom, we will make it strong, you will memorize it and know it thoroughly, and then you will recite it. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to read with him and trying to memorize it, which caused great stress and anxiety. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala said, you just listen. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam come, you listen attentively, and it is our duty that we will preserve the Quran, you will memorize it, you will know it thoroughly, and then the recitation of it also correctly, that is also our duty. فَإِذَا قَرَعْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعَ قُرْآنَا. پھر جب ہم پڑھنے لگے فرشتے کی زبان تو ساتھ رہ اس کے پڑھنے کے. So when we will recite it on the tongue of our angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who used to bring wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then you just follow it. That is, you listen very attentively and very closely. You don't have to move your tongue and you don't have to try and memorize it. Like a HIF student till today, when he is learning, then he is moving his tongue repeatedly. And many times he reads very fast also in order to memorize it. Allah says, we will gather it for you in your bosom. And in this way then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to follow the recitation of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam without reciting it, just listening to it carefully. ثم إن علينا بيانا. پھر مقرر ہمارا ذمہ ہے اس کو کھول کر بتلانا. Then Allah Ta'ala says, it is undoubtedly our duty and we have taken it upon ourselves that we will then explain it. Not only will you be able to read it, But you will be able to explain the meaning also, the whole true meaning of the Quran Sharif. And the meaning of the Quran Sharif is not what we make out of it. And in fact, if we go and see in reality, not also just what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made out of it, but Allah explained it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the meaning of the Quran Sharif is that meaning which Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are various aspects of the preservation of the Quran Sharif. One aspect which we don't usually think about is the kitab, the writing of the Quran Sharif. Today we have got the printing press and Quran Sharifs are just printed in the printing press and every household has got so many copies of Quran Sharif. But before the printing press it was handwritten and people went to great lengths in order to write the Quran Sharif. And in that way also it was preserved. Then it is preserved by the Hafiz of the Quran who memorizes it. Then it is preserved by the Qari of the Quran who learns it to recite it correctly and in the various modes that it was revealed. Then it is preserved by the Mufassirin who explain the meaning of the Quran Sharif. And Allah has made it as the Quran was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till today it is preserved in that way. And we know small children also know the whole Quran Sharif of Bahar. So Allah Ta'ala has preserved the meaning also of the Quran, the words of the Quran Sharif, and the written form of the Quran Sharif also Allah Ta'ala has preserved. The connection with the rest of the surah is that as we have preserved the Quran, not only in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the beginning to the end, but 1400 years later, the Quran Sharif is still preserved like that. Like that your record of deeds will also be preserved by Allah Ta'ala. So you don't have to wonder that how will Allah record everything. In fact, many things of our lives which we have forgotten, we have done, it is also preserved and recorded by Allah Ta'ala. And as we read the Quran Sharif from the beginning to the end, especially in Ramadan Mubarak, in the same way, a person's record of deeds are also preserved and he will read them. And it will be said to him, اِقْرَأَ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You read your record of deeds. Your nama amal will be presented to you. And everything will be in there. And you yourself will be a witness. And you are sufficient that what is written there is what you had done in your whole life. And what you had forgotten, when you see it written there, then you will also remember, yes, I did this also and I did that also. So how the Quran Sharif is preserved by Allah Ta'ala, everyone's scroll of all his actions of his whole life are also preserved by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.